And you're very welcome back. And it's myself, Rosari Griffin, on tonight's show. And I am interviewing Dr. Helen Kelly. So you're very welcome to the show, Helen.
Thank you, Rosario. Great to be here.
It's lovely to have you. Now, can you tell us what your role is in UCC and how you link that then to your project in Asphasia Cafe?
Yes, sure. Well, I'm a speech and language therapist by trade. I trained in Scotland and worked in the NHS over there. And I currently work as a lecturer in the speech and hearing sciences department at UCC. And so I mainly teach and I do some research with SLT students. And my area is adult acquired communication difficulties.
Right. So, go ahead.
So that's mainly aphasia. So aphasia is a language difficulty that people often have after a stroke or a head injury, you know, where there's damage on the left side of the brain for most people. So this involves difficulty sometimes understanding language, what they hear or what they read, or being able to say what they want to say or what they want to write. Now, it's very difficult, different for each person. It presents differently. So some people with aphasia might just have the odd word-finding difficulty now and again, and other people that they won't have any speech at all. So it's very difficult to communicate.
Okay, so these are usually acquired injuries through, we'll say, for instance, accidents or whatever.
Yes, and a stroke. So there's about 7,500 strokes in Ireland every year, and around a third of people who have a stroke present with aphasia. So it's quite a large number of people.
Yes. And tell me, in terms of stroke, could a lot of these be preventable? Are a lot of these strokes out of interest?
Well, I think it's just a little bit outside my give medical advice and, you know, information in relation to that kind of thing.
Fair enough. You set up the Aphasia Cafe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, sure. So, as you can imagine, aphasia makes it very difficult to have conversations with families and friends and make new friends and develop relationships. So this will have a knock-on adverse effect on the quality of life and for people to be able to go about independently. So even something like ordering a cup of tea or ordering a coffee in a cafe becomes difficult, if not impossible, for some people.
Yes.
So I was approached actually by one of my speech and language therapy students, Rachel Boland, in 2017, and wanted me to work with the Clinical Therapy Society in UCC to set up a monthly aphasia cafe. And so it's not speech therapy, but the purpose of the cafe is just to support people with aphasia to be able to interact and do normal activities of daily living, so eating and drinking and socialising.
Right.
So this was set up in Haven Cafe in Cork, up on Bachelor's Quay. And so people would come across and would meet other people with aphasia.
Okay.
But also supported by our speech therapy student volunteers. So they would be there to set up the room and to make sure that, you know, the table will allow for somebody with a wheelchair, etc.
Okay.
And lower down the background music. Mm. And also be there to kind of facilitate communication. And if people wanted help ordering teas and coffees, they would be able to do that.
And tell me, Helen, are you negatively impacted by COVID-19 now? How has this changed the nature of your aphasia cafe?
Yes, it's changed it hugely. So these people who experience aphasia can be very isolated. And so the aphasia cafe was one outlet where they could come along and they could experience normal kind of social interaction.
Yes.
Now, since the COVID, we had to stop a lot, you know, in lines with the HSE and the government, public health and that, and stop social interaction. And so our last aphasia cafe was the beginning of March. But what we've decided to do is actually set up what we're calling aphasia home cafe.
Right.
So it's where people can link in with us with a cup of tea in their own house.
Yes.
And we're using Zoom, and then we can all meet together and chat and socialise in that way.
Very good, yeah. And I know people are isolated, as you said, at this moment.
Yeah.
How are you combating that in other ways? Or we'll say, are you funded? This Aphasia Cafe, is it funded through donations, or how does it work?
Yeah, no, it's completely voluntary, and it actually couldn't happen if the student SLTs weren't so involved and so committed.
Yes.
So it's totally voluntary. When people go to the cafe, they purchase their own teas and coffee.
Okay.
So it's like it's a normal cafe as such, but it's just in a more supported environment.
I see.
But yeah, it's run on a voluntary basis.
Mm. And Helen, if people are listening into this interview and they want to find out more about the Aphasia Cafe, or indeed anything else to do with your work, where can they go to find out?
So at the moment, we're all working from home. So the best way to get me is to email. So my email address is helen.kelly@ucc.ie. And if they want to find out more information about the Aphasia Cafe, they can contact me, or they can look at our Aphasia Cafe page on Facebook.
Excellent, yeah. And have you many people in the Cork area? What's your reach?
Well, we're going to be running it the 1st of May, so it's going to be on every second Friday from 11 to 12. And this coming Friday, next week, the 1st of May, that will be the first time. So we'll be able to gauge the interest then. In the Aphasia Cafe itself, there may be, you know, two or three people, or there's been more people as well in the past.
Right.
One of the difficulties is that people have to be able to get transport to the cafe itself. So an online cafe is such might actually suit a lot of people who wouldn't be able to normally physically kind of travel into Cork.
Yes, yes, there's always a silver lining in a way.
Yes, yeah.
And how have you done that? I may have missed it, but how are you using Zoom in the Aphasia Cafe now, the online version?
We're going to use Zoom, and we've been looking at different platforms and trying to see the one that might work best, because it will be difficult for people with communication difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to get a platform that will allow us use for the likes of a whiteboard, so we can type up what people are saying if they want. And we're also asking people if they want to email us in what they would like to say, if they find it difficult to actually speak themselves, but given time, they could write down what they want to say. So they could email that in to us, and we could read it out to the group if they wanted. So we'll have a topic every 2 weeks, and we'll tell people the topic a few days before the cafe, so they can have a think about what they might want to talk about.
Yes. That sounds very good and interactive. And again, like you said, it's a bit like a Toastmasters, isn't it? A little bit like a Aphasia Toastmasters.
Yeah.
In a way, you have a topic and people kind of all chip in on it.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're doing excellent work, Helen. Well done to you and the team. And just for people who don't know, SALT, S-A-L-T, is for speech and language therapy. I only learned that recently. It's the acronym for it. Sometimes in education, we get very caught up in acronyms. And well done on setting up this Aphasia Cafe for people who may have acquired head injuries or and such like through stroke or accident or otherwise. And again, if people want to find out more, Helen, they can look you up on Facebook, the Aphasia Cafe, and probably log in, and hopefully more people will be logging into as this COVID crisis continues.
That's right. And just to say that people don't need to be very computer literate, don't worry about it. They will get a link for Zoom sent out to them just before the cafe, and they can just link in And so it's very easy. You don't have to be really up on using computers.
Yes, and I can verify that because I just used Zoom for the first time yesterday myself, and it was so easy. I was quite surprised at how easy it was. It was foolproof nearly once you got a link. Yeah. Once you had the link, you were there amongst friends almost straight away. Thank you so much for taking our call, Helen, and we hope to have you on again in the future when everything is back to normal and to find out how your cafe is going.
Great. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. And there you were listening to Dr. Helen Kelly, who is a speech and language therapist and also a lecturer at the department in UCC, speaking about the Aphasia Cafe. And you're listening to Rosari Griffin, who was interviewing her. And now we'll take a commercial break.